أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم. Verse number 272 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by extension, he addresses the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Laysa alayka hudahum, it is not upon you to guide them. Hidayah is only in the hands of Allah. We do not have the ability or the power to give guidance and to put onto the straight path whomsoever we wish. But O Nabi of Allah, you make the effort, you try and persuade, you encourage. That is your duty, to convey the message. But guiding them and giving them hidayah, laysa alayka hudahum, it is not upon you to guide them. Walakinna Allah yahdi, but Allah guides man yasha, whomsoever He wishes. Now, this verse appears while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing the aspect of charity. Before this verse, we were discussing a number of verses pertaining to sadaqat, pertaining to spending for the pleasure of Allah. And after this verse also, Allah continues discussing the aspect of charity. So why is it that Allah speaks of this hidayah and inviting the disbelievers towards Islam while discussing the topic of charity? Because one way to persuade the disbelievers to embrace Islam is by spending upon them. So if this is the intention, that one is kind towards them, one spends on them, and of course spending on the disbelievers here does not refer to your obligatory charities. They cannot be zakah, it cannot be given zakah. It refers to your optional forms of charities. So Allah says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ. Yes, you are spending on them, you are being kind towards them, you are trying to persuade them to embrace Islam. Go on doing that. But giving them hidayah, that does not lie in your hand, O Nabi of Allah. That Allah comes from Allah, and Allah guides whomsoever He wishes. So we learn from this that spending upon a disbeliever is permissible, it is allowed, and especially when the intention is to persuade the person and to soften the person's heart so that the person may be inclined towards Islam. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. And whatever good you spend, فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ, it is for yourself. Allah emphasizes this point, that whatever you are spending, the benefits thereof will ultimately reach you. It is for yourself. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ. And do not spend, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ, except that you seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. And whatever good you spend, يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, it will be given back to you. Allah emphasizes this in full. يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, it will be given back to you in full. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ, and you will not be wronged in the least. لِلْفُقَرَى, Allah says, whom should you spend on? لِلْفُقَرَى الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Your spending should be on the poor ones, the needy ones, who are confined in the way of Allah. There are certain people, because of their commitment towards the deen of Allah, and because of their commitment towards the services of Islam, and because of their commitment towards different acts of ibadat, they do not have the opportunity to earn or to go out and earn. And at the same time, they are needy, fuqara, they need the earning. So Allah says, your spending should be on those poor ones who are confined in the way of Allah because of their deeni commitments, their khidmat and their services towards Islam. They are confined in these duties and these obligations. And لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض. They are unable to move about in the land, to travel for business purposes and for earning purposes. And that why? Because they are confined in the way of Allah. Allah says, spend on those poor ones. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَا مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. An ignorant person, when he sees them, this person, he will consider the person to be wealthy. So they are not begging. You don't see them dressed in tattered clothes, in torn clothes. They look after themselves even in fact they might be wearing good clothing, their appearance does not at all give you the impression that they are needy. In other words, they are not exposing or displaying their poverty before people in order to earn from people, in order to receive from people. They are involved in the worship of Allah. لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض. They cannot move in the land and earn. يحسبهم الجاهل. If a jahil, an ignorant person, looks at them, he will consider them to be أغنياء. He will consider them to be wealthy. Why? من التعفف. Because of the abstinence. They are quiet, they are found in the community, they are there. من التعفف. But they abstain from asking, they abstain from begging. Because of the abstinence, a jahil person will think this person is wealthy. He does not need any assistance. تعرفهم بسيماهم. But you will, Allah says, you will make them out, you will recognize them, you will come to know of them because of certain signs that you will find in them. Somehow and somehow Allah Ta'ala will make it known to certain people that this man, he needs some assistance, he needs some help. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is highlighting the point that try and look for such people, such persons who are pious, who are involved in the work of deen, who are involved in different acts of ibadat. They prefer not to go out and beg and ask from people. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, try and identify such persons, spend on them, on the pious and these people. Why? Because you will know that they will make dua for you, and they will use that wealth in avenues that will earn the happiness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says another sign is of them, لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. They do not ask people ilhafa. Ilhafa means importunately. Sometimes a person begs, and he begs importunately to a point where he annoys you. That is ilhafa. Allah says the people on whom you should spend, they do not ilhafa. They haven't made begging a source of income, and they do not take begging as a source of their living. They do not do that. La yas'alun an-nasa ilhafa. They do not ask people importunately, persistently. This is not the way they go about exposing their need before the people. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Again, and this is the last verse pertaining to this whole topic of charity that we have been discussing, and we come to the end of the first quarter of this third juz. Allah says, whatever you spend مِنْ خَيْرٍ, from the good wealth that Allah has given you, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of it. May Allah grant us the understanding.